Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Back in February, Chiefs were handed a one-year transfer ban, which constitutes two registration periods, i.e. the current one that we find ourselves in and the upcoming January 2021 window. The ruling was handed down by FIFA as punishment for their signing of Madagascan midfielder Dax back in July of 2018. Well, the transfer window is open again and Chiefs rivals Pirates and Sundowns are already strengthening their squads ahead of next season. But Amakhosi can't participate as their appeal is only set for September, which is after the window closes at the end of August. So we ask you all two questions. One, will Chiefs suffer next season because they can't purchase new players? And two, is it fair that the Soweto Giants can only appeal their transfer ban after the transfer window? You sent through your voice notes and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
First things first, we asked you all if it is fair for Chiefs' new appeal dates to be set for after the transfer window ends, and here's what you had to say.
I absolutely don't think that Kaizer Chiefs will suffer next season because of the this transfer ban, because they have players from their development, players who are currently on loan, like given Tabeiti. They should bring back those players and promote some youngsters to strengthen their squad. Only that's the only choice they have right now.
No, Kaizer Chiefs, they don't have a problem with the players. They have the problem with the coach. Once if they can get the coach, then you can see Kaizer Chiefs, how it's playing football.
I don't think Kaizer Chiefs will suffer next season. The only thing they need to do is to fire that coach and get a new coach. With the current scheme that they are having at the moment, you know, the current squad, that squad is strong and it can last them for the next 3 years because they do have the youth. They must introduce a coach that believe more in the youth, because that youth need to be playing. And I heard that the PSL had a sponsor that won 20 teams. If it's going to be like 20 teams, you know, they might suffer. But if they keep on using the same coach, they might suffer. But if they're getting a coach, they're going to believe more in the youth. They're not going to suffer, because like there are players like Ngobo, Mashiane, Shopane, Blomu, and Diandia, Sassman. All those players are young. They need an opportunity to play. They need to gain experience, because you can't gain experience when you're sitting on the bench, you know. They need to get a coach. Fire that Mindendorp with helicopter football. Hire the coach. If they don't have money to hire the coach, then they should promote Sean Bartlett, and Hatazwane should be the assistant. And I think we can go far with those coaches. Yeah.
About the talk of Kaizer Chiefs having some struggles for next season or continuing of the second quarter of the season, I, as an individual, I think they won't have struggles because of not selling or because of not buying new players. I really think Kaizer Chiefs is going to be still at their top form by next season, because it's nothing new. So it's no new player that they have to get used to. It's the same old players they've been playing with this season. Starting the season, they played with the same. So now they only need to strengthen those current players that they have at this moment, and then they can work on working hard for season 2020 and 2021.
Kaizer Chiefs don't suffer for next season because of they have a lot of players, and then they must give those young players game time, because of the youngsters are the future of the team. If they didn't give the youngsters the game time, so no way for Kaizer Chiefs. They are going nowhere, because of you must groom the young players so that you can play one player for more than 5 years. So that one, they have already grown players.
Next, we asked you if Chiefs will suffer next season due to their inability to strengthen their squad in the current window. And here's what you had to say.
This is Ashi from Mosaike. I believe that Kaizer Chiefs made their bet, so they should lie on it. The Kaizer Chiefs management had it coming. This thing of buying players on a discount and trying to rip off teams to buy players, there's always something wrong with Kaizer Chiefs purchasing a player. Look at the guy from Zambia, the Kambole. You know, remember the Mthembu saga with Orlando Pirates. I mean, Kaizer Chiefs need to step up now. And be parted and stop doing this ill trading that they're doing. This is uncalled for. Mr. Matau, Mr. Senior should intervene. This is uncalled for.
Well, for myself, I think it's not fair at all. Because some teams are already picking players that they want to sign during the transfer windows. So why not Chiefs should not sign players? Just because the team is banned, why? They should just find Chiefs maybe 2 million or maybe something. But to not qualify to sign players for almost 2 years, I mean to transfer windows, come on. Come on, that is not fair at all. Well, truly speaking, I think this is wrong. So I think they should have given maybe Chiefs 2 months or just 1 month for the ban, or maybe find the team, maybe 2 million or 1 million, then banning Chiefs from 2 transfer windows. That is not fair at all. How could some teams continue signing players then Chiefs not signing players? That is fair. That is not fair, I meant. So I think they should fix this thing and make the right choice than banning Chiefs for 2 transfer windows. That is not fair at all. Come on, just look. Sundowns, Pirates, and other teams that are busy signing their dream players. Then what about Chiefs?
Well, that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest on all local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.